This is a milestone year for the city of Timmins as 2023 marks the 50th anniversary of amalgamation. But the history behind the consolidation goes back even further. And, for some, it remains a contentious issue even today. In an effort to streamline local government and find financial efficiencies, the provincial government spent a few years studying and discussing amalgamation of the municipalities within the Porcupine Camp. Bill 195 received its first reading on June 22, 1972. It called for the annexation of 24 unorganized townships and a 16-square-mile portion of Iroquois Falls, in addition to the amalgamation of local municipalities. By the second reading on June 27, the province added 7 more unorganized townships for a total of 31, plus the Iroquois Falls portion, and the amalgamated townships of Mountjoy, Tisdale and Whitney, and town of Timmins. This would create a new municipality with a total area of 1,240 square miles, the largest in Canada at the time. The new city was officially created January 1, 1973, under the Act to incorporate the city of Timmins-Porcupine. While it has been 50 years since amalgamation, municipal boundaries have been a charged political issue across the Porcupine Camp pretty much from the time the area was first settled by pioneers. A document entitled Chronology of the Amalgamation Forming the City of Timmins, 1973, by Rick Duthy M.A. and David Leadbeater Ph.D., of Laurentian University, published in January 2016, provides a detailed history of the subject. Attempts by municipalities to annex growing sections of neighboring areas became almost commonplace locally. The first try was in July 11, 1921, when the town of Timmins Council voted to apply to the Ontario Railway and Municipal Board to annex the new Hollinger Gold Mine townsite containing 150 new Hollinger homes. According to an article in the July 13, 1921, edition of the Porcupine Advance, the town of Timmins took its first step to add 40 acres of development from a neighboring town site. The first step necessary was a resolution by the council referring to the desirability, the story said. Then a petition from the ratepayers of the district proposed to be annexed would be required. Then from August to September 1921, a petition was collected in Matagami town sites in Mountjoy Township and sent to Timmins Town Council for the annexation of Matagami and Matagami Heights to Timmins. Timmins Council voted to apply for the annexation, despite concerns over increasing costs to the town. On April 18, 1922, a special meeting of ratepayers was held at the Old Empire Theatre to discuss the annexation of Matagami and other possible areas. A report in the Advance showed that ratepayers at the meeting almost unanimously supported annexing Matagami. In December 1922, Timmins received approval for the annexation of Matagami Heights. Next, the town sought a piece of Tisdale, known as the Rochester Site Application, to annex in 1924. Then in 1929, Timmins successfully annexed Gautier and Bartleman town sites, with approval granted by Ontario Railway and Municipal Board. One of the problems for northern mining communities was a lack of funding for growth and development. A number of communities, including the Porcupine and Kirkland Lake areas, pulled together, according an article from the January 18, 1937, edition of the Globe and Mail. Timmins Mayor J.P. Jimmy Bartleman holds a meeting in Town Hall with Tisdale Reeve David Kerr and Tech Township, Kirkland Lake, Reeve R.J. Carter, the story reported. They form the Association of Mining Municipalities of Northern Ontario. They want more revenue from the mines. Also in 1937, the Ontario Municipal Board, OMB, issued annexation orders granting Timmins parts of Tisdale and Mountjoy townships. According to the Laurentian Report, in 1937, the town of Timmins celebrates its 25th anniversary of incorporation but has problems meeting the demands created by a mining boom. There is talk at the municipal and provincial level about consolidation, but nothing happens. A few years later, the local battle for boundaries and property taxes became nasty. The town of Timmins made a controversial annexation bid to take the McIntyre and Coneyorum properties from Tisdale Township in 1941. Known as the Schumacher Annexation, it created a political storm in Tisdale as both land packages included financially successful gold mine sites. Tisdale Township Council was furious and called the actions of Timmins Council discourteous, undemocratic and impertinent. According to the December 31, 1941, Advance story, Tisdale viewed the annexation bid as being made, in order that it, Timmins, may obtain greatly increased revenue, at the expense of township ratepayers. In the spring of 1942, the AM announced it would hold a public hearing and a vote in Schumacher about the annexation proposal. Subsequently, the town of Timmins withdrew the bid. Bitterness continued to grow at the municipal level as there were several more annexation bids over the next decade. In May 10, 1951, the provincial government announced special grants to mining municipalities. Timmins received $10,000. Tisdale got $25,000. Upset with the amount, Timmins began talks to consolidate the four municipalities, Timmins, Mountjoy, Tisdale and Whitney. They asked the provincial government to study amalgamation on May 14, but Ontario did nothing. In 1965, Timmins received a consultant's report entitled A Preliminary Proposal for the Definition of the Ultimate Size of the Timmins Development Area. The report stated area municipalities must resolve their differences. In order to solve their problems, the above municipalities must come to an agreement on the following subjects. A. Total amalgamation. B. Partial amalgamation of the areas to be urbanized and the creation of new municipalities. C. Annexation of parts of the municipalities by the town. D. Establishment of a joint service commission. E. Regional government. F. Total or partial amalgamation, reads the report. Canada's centennial year of 1967 saw consolidation discussions pick up. In April, Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs J.W. Spooner, MP for Cochrane South, addressed the Porcupine Planning Board and details his support for an enlarged planning area. He encouraged the centralization of local studies. This came on the heels of planning issues in Mountjoy Township, which resulted in litigation between the township and its planning consultant, who had prepared the 1965 report for Timmins. The conflict influenced Whitney and Tisdale townships to retain different planning consultants. Spooner encouraged reps of local councils to cultivate their intermunicipal interests, which required coordination and resolution for the benefit of all. In May, the AM recommended a larger-scale amalgamation of the entire Porcupine Camp, asking Whitney and Tisdale to take part in the process. In the fall of 1968, a meeting with representatives from local municipalities discussed a proposal for an area government study by Ross Pope and Company. Discussions also ramped up at the provincial level. On January 1, 1969, area municipalities watched as their respective school boards underwent mergers. Ontario continued talks of mergers, not just in the Porcupine but elsewhere in the province. In January, AM Chairman J.A. Kennedy presented an address on the topic of regional government at Laurentian University. He said, regional government design should aim for three particular goals. 1. A broader tax base bringing all industries under a municipally accessible situation. 2. Maximum efficiency of all services, particularly those common to all municipalities. 3. An improved financial position. In March of 1969, a meeting was held in Toronto about the possible amalgamation of municipalities in the Porcupine Camp. Representatives of all four municipalities meet with the Deputy Minister of Municipal Affairs and other provincial reps. They talked about ideas which had been developed to date with respect to the possibility of the four Porcupine area municipalities consolidating and at the same time taking in additional areas outside the boundaries of the four municipalities which were presently in unorganized territory. Following a meeting in March with representatives of all four municipalities and provincial interests, including the Ontario Department of Highways, a letter was sent out by Ross Pope and Company in mid-April confirming they had been authorized to undertake the Porcupine Area Consolidation Study. They requested the formation of several municipal committees to take part. The first meeting of the Consulting Committee on Consolidation was held in Timmins Council Chambers on May 5. At the provincial level, the idea gained momentum. On June 25, 1969, Municipal Affairs Minister Darcy McKeough introduced the new Assessment Act. The goal was for it to become the cornerstone of reform of our system and structures for local government. On July 28, 1969, the Ontario Police Commission released a report calling for Timmins and Tisdale to amalgamate their police services. Provincial discussions continued, while local municipalities continued to bicker. Local residents finally gained a voice when plebiscites about amalgamation were held during the December 7, 1970, municipal elections in Tisdale and Whitney townships. Voters in both municipalities rejected the idea. In Tisdale, voters rejected two formats, consolidation and also the idea of a two-tier system of local government. Amalgamation was soundly defeated 1,184 votes to 237. The margin was closer for the two-tier system, with 728 votes against and 544 votes for it. Whitney voters were about 90% opposed to consolidation, by a count of 164 to 17. In December 1971, Ross Pope and Company released the Porcupine Area Municipal Consolidation Study, Financial Aspects. It dealt with 34 townships, 1,224 square miles. A meeting was set for the four municipalities on February 8, 1972. The start of 1972 saw local municipalities commenting on the report. According to the Laurentian report, Timmins was the only one supporting it fully. From Mountjoy, your report recommends that the consolidated area be under the control of the Timmins bylaws because they are the largest municipality. The township of Mountjoy strongly opposes this. From Tisdale, Tisdale announces it rejects the study and will only attend as an observer. From Whitney, at a meeting closed to the public, Whitney rejects the student and says it won't even discuss it. But the province kept pushing ahead with reform. And in April 1972, McKeough asked the four municipalities for their stand on the report. Whitney and Tisdale councils present an alternative proposal for a two-tier local government, with the bottom tier elected and the regional tier appointed. Mountjoy Council said the issue was being rushed and wanted time to develop as a separate entity. Timmins Council unanimously supported the report. In response to the Tisdale-Whitney proposal, McKeough gave it a thumbs down. I think it should be clear that only a system based on the consolidation of the existing four municipalities in the Timmins-Porcupine area holds promise for the strengthening of local government. McKeough went on to invite the public to a meeting at the McIntyre Arena to hear an announcement about area government. On June 12, 1972, he announced plans for amalgamation. At that meeting, he was greeted by about 300 vocal picketers. There was a large police presence at the MAC for the event. Tisdale and Whitney formally protested the amalgamation with then-Ontario Premier Bill Davis. They sent off a petition and reminded him of his promise not to force consolidation on this area. On June 28, 1972, Bill 195 became law. Opposing municipalities continued to voice their concerns with the provincial government. On October 2, 1972, the election was held to select the first council for the new city. The new council had a total of 15 members, one mayor and 14 aldermen. Leo Del Villano was voted in as the first mayor for the city of Timmins. Aldermen, women included Mike Duty, Don Collins, Dan Kelly, Maurice Laundrie, Vic Power, Leon LaForest, Ernie White, Alan Pope, Fern DeRepose, Roy Davis, Hank Bielek, A.G. Couture, Ruth Newell and Dennis Pope. By 1981, the provincial government agreed to reduce the council numbers to 9 members, one mayor and 8 councillors, from 15, under the current ward system.